It is so important not to rush through words given you by God. Often there is no end to doing an instruction. It's not that you see it one time and have information. It's that you see it and you do that word and you keep doing it the rest of your life. John chapter 8, verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." Continue means to go on to a specified course of action, to do something and keep on doing it. Verse 32, then Jesus says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So it's doing the word of God and continuing to do the word of God that makes us free. Hearing the word of God, doing the word of God. It's not reading a book from the library. A lot of libraries have it printed on them, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." A lot of people have things printed that are from the Bible, but they don't tell that. They're misusing scripture that way. Ephesians 4:29, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." At one point in my life, that scripture came to me, and I kept meditating on it day and night for several days. It was during the time that Mr. Trump was running for president against Mrs. Clinton. I'm extremely non-political, but that election interests me. One day, I thought I'd go visit with my neighbors across the street. When I got there, I had such a desire to say, "And what do you think about the election?" But I'd been studying this scripture, meditating in it. "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." If I said, "What do you think about the election?" it would loosen the gates of hell, and hell would break loose in the conversation, and trouble would come. So I knew not to say it, but there was such a temptation to say it. Job once said, "I'll put my hand over my mouth to keep from speaking." I got up and left finally and just went home. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. "Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good." Prove it by the Bible. Don't hang on to evil things and keep doing them. Prove by the Bible. Prove by prayer all things. Hold fast to that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. "Abstain from all appearance of evil." I was engaged to be married sometime in about 2008. The house that I was building had not been finished. The man I was engaged to wanted me to move into his duplex with him. My cousin's Church of Christ members wanted me to move into the duplex with Howard. I heard from the Holy Spirit, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." I did not move in with Howard. In fact, he broke up with me when I said something to him at one point. He said he was a Christian. He attended First Methodist Church, but I really never did think he was a Christian. He proved it to me one time and we did not marry. Matthew 6, Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And that really happens. Seek what God wants you to do and just keep seeking what God wants you to do. Do that thing, and some way along the time, it's absolutely miraculous. Things that you really enjoy just end up in your house. Jesus says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow," Matthew 6. "For the morrow shall take thought for things of itself." What do you do about those thoughts about tomorrow that you dread? You pray. Pray. Settle it by prayer immediately. Take action concerning what you can do today and pray over tomorrow. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God." Instead of dreading tomorrow, if there is anything you dread, take it to God in prayer. Talk to him as you would talk to your best friend. Pour out your heart before God. Let him change your thinking about it or change the plan. My cousin, Church of Christ member, said, "Oh, I do so well during the day, but I get so lonely at night." Her husband had died about 10 years before she said this to me. And I said, "Oh, Jean, that's no problem at all. The only thing you have to do is when you start to feel that loneliness come upon you, just start praying. Ask God to take the loneliness away. Ask God to fill that evening. He will." About 2 weeks after I told her that, I heard from my cousin, and she said, "I do so well during the day, but in the evening I get so lonely." See, she's not doing the Word of God. She's dead now, but she wasn't doing the Word of God. So many Christians, or people who say they're Christians, worry about things. They fail to pray in faith, fail to take it to God, and they just keep worrying. Do Philippians 4, 6, and keep doing it. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And then it says in verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus," the Word. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.